Blog Talk Radio.
Narepto, Narepto, Wisdom Wednesday. Wednesday podcast here, the midway day of the
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Trodden down Babylon, even trod in this concrete jungle. Rakim, chant down
Babylon.
We are
in the spiritual war, no? So we never talk about war. Don't think so we carry a gun and knife, no? Even with a higher divinity. Rastaman vibration, which is lightning, earthquake, because the earth ain't come back what it wants in itself, you know.
Because man is trying to be as powerful as God.
Come on.
Yes, 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 concrete jungle. So here in the jungle, here we rise up to chant here for the fourth day of the Shavua, fourth day of the strong, fourth day of the week here for Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. We have Psalm 94, rise up to chant.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
actually Psalm 18, Habarim, Psalm 18. Psalm 18 is named the Song of Triumph. Song of Triumph, the inflexible trust, credit, the yea and amen, and Hailahim, and the power that David had displayed throughout his trials and tribulation. It receives the testimony of its worth in this exalting hymn of thanksgiving, of young for Isis, of Miskana, thanks and praises, Tawada, Toda. It has been embodied in his biography in 2 Samuel, chapter 22. And a comparison that discloses a number of verbal differences. So what we have right here, today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 18. I'd like to ride up with today's daily psalm, get into full of it, both from the Royal Amharic and also getting to the roots, the groundation in the Hebraist, in the Hebrew as well. Right here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod Chet, Psalm 18, Psalm XVIII. It's a song of triumph. Once again, the inflexible trust, the truth, the credit, the admittance, the amen, and Hailahim and Elohim that Dawid, that great King David, Dawid HaMelech, had displayed throughout his trials and tribulation. Here in today's daily psalm, it receives the testimony of its worth, of its value, in this exalting hymn of thanksgiving. So I know Rastafari say, young for Isis, Miskana, Bamarinya, the Miskana, in the Hebrew, the Torah, Tawada, the thanksgiving. So it has been embodied within Dawid, great King David's autobiography, or rather biography. What's the biography of David? Well, we look at 2 Samuel chapter 22. Today's daily psalm has been embodied in the biography of David in 2 Samuel chapter 22, and a comparison of what we have in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 18, and 2 Samuel chapter 22, when we compare and contrast the comparison, it discloses a number of verbal differences between the biographical account in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and what we have here in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 18. Now, these are best accounted for as partly scribal variations, and partly as an adapting the 2 Samuel 22, adapting it here, even in today's daily psalm, to the liturgical needs, to the kiddush kedase, to the sacred liturgy, the group worship, right, to the worshipful needs of the community. Based on 2 Samuel chapter 22, we have here in Psalm 18 an adaptation for congregational, aggregational worship. Now, on the question, which of the two versions is the more original? Which of the two versions? Is it the version that we have in 2 Samuel chapter 22, or what we have here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, in Mizmor Yod Chet, in Psalm 18? Which of these two? Now, there's an opinion that we like to share, which seems to be the likely and the probable. The opinion goes like this, that the text in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms, it appears to have been subject to a literary revision, or what we'll call even in music, you know, an adaptation at a later date, in which peculiar forms that were possibly licenses of popular usage have been replaced by the forms in ordinary usage. So when we compare 2 Samuel chapter 22, and such a look at the Hebrew text, what we have in Psalm 18, looking at the Hebrew text, there are some conclusions that can be gotten. One of them is that the text in the book of Psalms appears to have been subjected to a literary revision or an adaptation at a later date, in which peculiar forms in the Hebrew and Afro-Shemitic that were possibly licenses of popular use have been replaced by forms in the more ordinary use. So we have in Psalm 18 is an adaptation of the more original in the biography of David in 2 Samuel chapter 22. Also, there are unusual constructions as we compare the Hebrew, the ancient archaic Hebrew. There are certain unusual constructions that have been simplified. There are also archaisms like Hebraicisms and archaicism, archaic old like slang, Hebrew slang, and even Hebrew patois, so to speak, archaisms and obscure, more ancient and ancient expressions have also been explained. So I'm looking at the older version of the form in 2 Shemuel chapter 22 and comparing the verses by verse, we'll find there's certain differences, and these differences are brought out as we have been seeking to bring them out, that we have literary revisions, adaptations. Psalm 18 brings us forward. There are peculiar forms, like unusual constructions, simplified Hebraicisms, and obscure expressions are also explained in the more latter version. Now, if this view is correct, then the text that we have in Shemuel, aka in Samuel, it best preserves the original, we could say the more archaic features of the poem, of the composition that we have here today as Psalm 18. So therefore, the 2 Samuel, based on study of the Hebraicism and the Hebrew language, we can see a more older and a rawer form of the Hebrew found within 2 Samuel. And what we have in Psalm 18 appears to be a revision, an adaptation for congregational, you know, worship in the community, particularly in the Haikal, in the temple, congregational worship right here. So just a couple of overviews here, just on today's daily psalm. So we have Psalm 18, and we also have 2 Samuel chapter 22. And for the Talmudim, in the Hebrew studies especially, or comparative studies in some of the other languages, we would definitely recommend looking at both versions, looking at the 2 Samuel chapter 22. You need to take a couple of verses, for example, and in Psalm 18 right here. But let's rise with the chant right here, because we got a full of full, both in the Royal Amharic and also a full of full of the Midrash, the Hebraic Midrash, in the study of today's daily psalm, a very important psalm. This psalm and this song is a song of triumph. Right? It is a song of triumph. So much is embedded in today's daily psalm. So let's get right into it. First hear from the KJV with some Hebrew highlights and the intro. Usually the Hebrew highlight that we like to put in is the first verse in the Hebrew often is relegated in the KJV to a title or superscription. The part of the psalm, today's daily psalm, that reads, "For the leader or the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of Yahweh, Jehovah, who spoke to Yahweh, to Jehovah, the words of this song in the day that Yahweh, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, from the hand of Shaul." Now, that part there, if you look at the KJV Bibles, we're reading here from the Hebrew, so some of the words differences would be there. Instead of "for the leader," this is from the Hebrew, "for the leader," the KJV would have it as "for the chief musician." And here, just to have a direct compare and contrast here, going to the KJV, King James Version, in the Scofield Study Bible, and you'll see, if you're looking in your Bible right now, the King James Version, before you get to verse 1 of Psalm 18, you'll see there's a little mini paragraph. There's a mini paragraph that reads, "To the chief musician," in italicization, a psalm, outside of the italics, of David. So in the Hebrew, it would read, "To the chief musician, of David, the servant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, who spake to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the words of this song in the day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Shaul. And he said, now, the first so-called proper verse from a Western Gentile KJV perspective of today's daily psalm is, I will love thee, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, my strength. I will love thee, O Yahuwah, my strength. So often we'll rise up a chant, we'll begin with, you know, the first verse. But just a note to the Talmudim, the fellow disciples, the superscription that we just read to the chief musician, that little mini paragraph before the first verse, from a Hebrew perspective, that there is the first verse, as that there provides the context, right? The context where it's found in the Psalms to the true character, the true interpretation, the true context. So in our reading and chanting comprehension, the first verse, which is the superscription, the title, is very, very important. So the Hebrew highlights here, often bring out from the Hebrew that portion. And in our studies, especially from the Royal Amharic, we always zoom in to the superscription so we can get a right context. But here, rising up the chant, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that's the order of Melchizedek, today's daily psalm, Psalm 18.
מזמור י"ח למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד אשר דיבר לאדוני את דברי השירה הזאת ביום הציל אדוני אותו מכף כל אויביו ומיד שאול ויאמר
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trusted him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. And thou hast made me the head of the heathen, a people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore, 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 forevermore. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one
shepherd.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 17 በቅንፍ 18 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ከሳኦል እጅና ከጠላቶቹ ሁሉ እጅ እግዚአብሔር ባዳነው ቀን በዚህ መዝሙር ቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የተናገረው የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር እንዲህም አለ አቤቱ ጉልበቴ ሆይ ወድሃል እግዚአብሔር አለቴ አምባዬ መድኃኒቴ አምላኬ በርሱም የምተማመንበት ረዳቴ መታመኛዬና የደህንነቴ ቀንድ መጠጊያዬም ነው ምስጋና የሚገባውን እግዚአብሔርን እጠራለሁ ከጠላቶቼም እድናለሁ የሞት ጣር ያዘኝ ያ መጥፋታሽም አስፈራኝ የሲኦል ጣር ከበበኝ የሞት ወጥመድም ደረሰብኝ በጨነቀኝ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን ጠራሁት ወደ አምላኬም ጮኹ ከመቅደሱም ቃሌን ሰማኝ ጩኸቴም በፊቱ ወደ ጆሮው ገባ ምድርም ተንቀጠቀጠች ተናወጠች የተራሮችም መሰረቶች ተነቃነቁ እግዚአብሔርም ተቆጥቷልና ተንቀጠቀጡ። ከቁጣው ጢስ ወጣ፣ ከፊቱም የሚበላ እሳት ነደደ፣ ፍምም ከእርሱ በራ። ሰማዮችን ዝቅ ዝቅ አደረገ ወረደ፣ ጨለማ ከግሩ በታች ነበር። በኪሩቤልም ላይ ተቀምጦ በረረ፣ በነፋስም ክንፍ በረረ። መሰወሪያውን በጨለማ አደረገ፣ በዙሪያውም ድንኳኑ፣ በደመናት ውስጥ የጨለማ ውሃ ነበር። በፊቱ ካለው ብርሃን የተነሳ ደመናትና በረዶ የእሳት ፍምም አለፉ። እግዚአብሔርም ከሰማያት አንጎዳጎደ፣ ልዑል ቃሉን ሰጠ። ፍላጻውን ላከ በተናቸው፣ መብረቆችን አበዛ አወካቸው። አቤቱ ከዘለፋ ከመዓትህም መንፈስ እስትንፋስ የተነሳ የውሆች ምንጮች ታዩ፣ የዓለም መሠረቶችም ተገለጡ። ከላይ ሰደደ ወሰደኝ፣ ከብዙ ውሆችም አወጣኝ። ከብርቶች ጠላቶቼ ከሚጠሉኝም አዳነኝ፣ በርትተውብኝም ነበርና። በመከራዬ ቀን ደረሱብኝ፣ እግዚአብሔር ግን ደገፋዬ ሆነ። ወደ ሰፊ ስፍራም አወጣኝ፣ ወዶኛልና አዳነኝ። እግዚአብሔር እንደ ጽድቄ ይከፍለኛል፣ እንደ እጄ ንጽሕና ይመልስልኛል። የእግዚአብሔርን መንገድ ጠብቄአለሁና በአምላኬም አላመጽሁም። ፍርዱ ሁሉ በፊቴ ነበርና ሥርዓቱንም ከፊቴ አላራቅሁም። በእርሱ ዘንድ ቅን ነበር፣ ከኀጢአቴም ተጠበቅሁ። እግዚአብሔርም እንደ ጽድቄ እንደ እጄም ንጽሕና በዐይኖቹ ፊት መለሰልኝ። ከቸር ሰው ጋር ቸር ሆነህ ትገኛለህ፣ ከቅን ሰው ጋር ቅን ሆነህ ትገኛለህ፣ ከንጹሕ ጋር ንጹሕ ሆነህ ትገኛለህ፣ ከጠማማም ጋር ጠማማ ሆነህ ትገኛለህ። አንተ የተጠቃውን ሕዝብ ታድናለህና የትዕቢተኞችን ዐይን ግን ታዋርዳለህ። አንተ መብራቴን ታበራለህና እግዚአብሔር አምላኬ ጨለማዬን ያበራል። ባንተ ከጥፋት እድናለሁና በአምላኬም ቅጥሩን እዘላለሁ። የአምላኬ መንገድ ፍጹም ነው፣ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል የነጠረ ነው። በእርሱ ለሚታመኑት ሁሉ ጋሻ። ከእግዚአብሔር በቀር አምላክ ማን ነው? ከአምላካችን በቀር አምላክ ማን ነው? ኃይልን የሚያስታጥቀኝ መንገዴንም የሚያቃና እግሮቼን እንደ በሆር እግሮች የሚያበረታ በኮረብቶችም የሚያቆመኝ እግዚአብሔር ነው። እጆቼን ሰልፍ ያስተምራል፣ በክንዴም የናስ ቀስት ትገትራል። ለደህንነቴም መታመኛን ሰጠኸኝ፣ ቀኝህም ትረዳኛለች። ትምህርትህም ለዘላለም ታጠናኛለች፣ ተግሣጽህም ታስተምረኛለች። አረማመዴን በበታቼ ያሰፋል፣ እግሮቼም አልተንሸራተቱም። ጠላቶቼን አሳድዳቸዋለሁ፣ እይዛቸዋለሁም፣ እስካጠፋቸውም ድረስ አልመለስም። አስጨንቃቸዋለሁ፣ መቆምም አይችሉም፣ ከእግሮቼም በታች ይወድቃሉ። ለሰልፍም ኃይልን ታስታጥቀኛለህ፣ በበላዬ የቆሙትን ሁሉ በበታቼ ታስገዛቸዋለህ። የጠላቶቼን ጀርባ ሰጠኸኝ፣ የሚጠሉኝንም አጠፋሃቸው። ጮኹ፣ የሚረዳቸውም አልነበረ፣ ወደ እግዚአብሔርም ጮኹ፣ አልሰማቸው። እንደ ትቢያ በነፋስ ፊት እፈጫቸዋለሁ፣ እንደ አደባባይም ጭቃ ረግጣቸዋለሁ። ከሕዝብ ክርክር ታድነኛለህ፣ የሕዝብም ራስ አድርገህ ትሾመኛለህ። የማላቀው ሕዝብም ይገዛልኛል፣ በጆሮ ሰምተው ተገዙልኝ። የባዕድ ልጆች ደለሉ፣ የባዕድ ልጆች አረጁ፣ በመንገዳቸውም ተሰናከሉ። እግዚአብሔር ሕያው ነው፣ አምላኬም ብሩክ ነው። የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ከፍ ከፍ ይበል። በቀሌን የሚመልስልኝ አምላክ አሕዛብን በበታቼ ያስገዛልኛል። ከጠላቶቼም የሚታደገኝ እርሱ ነው። በእኔም ላይ ከቆሙ ከፍ ከፍ ታደርገኛለህ፣ ከግፈኛ ሰው ታድነኛለህ። አቤቱ ስለዚህ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ አመሰግንሃለሁ፣ ለስምህም እዘምራለሁ። የንጉሡን መድኃኒት ታላቅ ያደርጋል፣ ቸርነቱንም ለቀባው ለዳዊትና ለዘሩ ለዘላለም ይሰጣል።
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and 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 for with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this speak to this speak to this speak.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Mezmore Dawit Asra Sevat Asra Semen Asra Semen Asra Semen Asra Semen. Mezmore Dawit Asra Sevat Asra Semen. Psalm 18. The ancient manuscript, Psalm 17. Mezmore, Mezmore, Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Dawit, Asra Sevat, Asra Semint. Lemezamrana Leka, Kasola Ijina, Katalatochu Huluij, Exiavir Badano Ken, Bezia Mezmur Kal, Le Exiavir Yetenagro, Ye Exiavir Baria, Ye Dawita Mezmur, Indihim Ale. To the chief musician of David, the servant of Egziavihar, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed father, who spake to Egziavihar the words of this song in the day that Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed father, delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, Lemezamrana leka, Kasol ijna kat alatochu hulu ich egziavihir badanoken bezie mezmorkal le egziavihir yetenagro ye egziavihir baria ye dawit mezmor indihim ale kuteran verse 1 avetu gulvete hoy ewadidahalo. I will love thee, I ewadidahalo. O Avetu, I father's father, O father of the house, my strength, gulvete hoy, O my strength, gulvete hoy, Avetu, gulvete hoy, ewedid dahalo. Kutarhulet, verse 2. Egziavihir olete, ambaye medchanite, amlake, versu yemita temamen bet, versuma yematemamen beta redate, metemenyayena, yedechinete, kena, metegiayem, no. Egziavihar is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Egziavihar olete, olete, my rock. Egziavihar, the sustainer, the father, the good, the generous, the open-handed father, the sustainer. Egziavihar olete. Exiavi is my rock. Ambayi, my fortress. Ambayi, medchanite, my deliverer, my salvation. Medchanite, medchanite. Amlaki, my source, my God, my source. Amlaki,
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 amlaki.
Be'ersum, yema temamen beta redate. My strength, my help, in whom I will trust in him. Be'ersum, yema temamen beta redate. Me tamanyaye na. My faithful one, my buckler, and ye dechinete end. Ye dechinete end. And the horn of my salvation, of my well-being, my wellness, my dechinete end. metegiyayim no, and my refuge, a high tower, metegiyayim no, kut ersos. Misgana yemigabawin egziavi harin etaralo, kut alatochema edinalo. I will call upon egziavi har, who is worthy, to be praised. Misgana, praise yemigabawin. Worthiness, miskana yemigabawin egziavi harin etaralo. So shall I be saved from mine enemies, kut alatochim, and from my talatochim, my haters, kut alatochim, and from my haters, idinalo. I shall be safe, I shall be dechna, kut alatochim, idinalo. Kut alarat, verse 4. Yemotat aryazing, ye ameta fesashimas ferang. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Yet mot ar yazeng, the sorrows of death compassed, grabbed I. Yet mot ar yazeng, yet amet afesashim asferang, and the floods, the fesash of ungodly, of rebellion, Ye'amet afesashim asferang, cause me to be afraid, cause me to fear. Kut'er Amis, verse 5. Yes, y'all tar kebebeng, ye'mota wet medimma deresabin. The sorrows of hell, of Sheol, the underworld, the anti-repatriation state, compass me about. Yes, y'all tar kebebeng. The sneers of death prevented me. Yemota wet medim. The sneers, the traps of death, deres sabin, reached against me. Yemota wet medim, deres sabin. Kutara Siddis, verse 6. Bech enek engize, egziavi rinat arahut. Wodam lakima chohu, kamekdesum kalena semain, chuhetim befitu wode joro geba. In my distress I called upon Egziavihar and cried and shouted out to Amlaki, my source. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, and my shout came before him even into his ears. Bechenek engize, in my time of stress and distress. Bechenek engize, egziavi harin taout, tarahut. I call to egziavi, the stain of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father. Wode amlakim chohu, and cried and shouted out to my source, come mekdesum, and from his mekdes, holy place, come mekdesum, kalein, my voice, amain. He heard my voice, chuhetim, and my chuhet, my shout, befitu, in his presence, wode joro, to his ear, geba, enter. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Midrim aten keteket echa tenawet echim. Yetararochim mesaretocha tenekaneku. Egziavirim atekwetito alena ten keteketu. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. Midrim ten keteket echa tenawet echim. The earth, she shook. And she trembled. Yetararochim, mesaretoch, and the foundations of the mountains. Yetararochim, mesaretocha, tenekaneku, removed. Egziavi harim atekwetito alena, tenekateketu. Egziavihar, the sustainer, was wroth, was angry. Ten keteketu. And they were shaken. They were shaken. Kuter cement, verse 8. Kokutau tisweta, ከፊቱ የሚበላ እሳት ነደደ ስምም ከእርሱ በራ There went up a smoke out of his nostrils. There went up a smoke out of Kukutau. From the anger, smoke went up. Kafitu mi bella isat nedede. And fire from his presence, fire which eating fire. Yemi bella isat nedede. Were kindled. Simim, what simim devouring fire. Simim coals, karsu bara, were lit. Coals were lit from it, from him. Simim karsu bara. Kut arzet en, verse 9. Samayochin zik adarrege warredim. Chelama kagru betacha nebere. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness under his feet. Samayochin. Samayoch, the heaven, Samayochin, the heaven, zik adarrege. He caused them to get lower and lower, the heavens. Samayochin, zik adarrege, warredem. And he descended, and he came down, and he descended. Warredem. Chelama, darkness, disillumination, ka'igru, under his feet, betach, ka'igru, from his feet, betach, under, nebere. And darkness was under his feet, chelama, ka'igru, betach, nebere. Verse 10. Bekiru belim layat kemto berere, benefasim akinfa berere. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Bekiru belim lay upon the kiru belim lay, bekiru belim lay tekemto. He sat berere, he flew, benefasim akinfa berere, upon the wind wings he flew. Kutasara an, verse 11. Mesawiyawina chelama darrege bezuriyawima dinkwanu, bedemanata wista ye chelama wicha nebere. He made darkness his secret place. Mesawiyawin, Mesawariyawin, Mesawariyawin achelama adarrege. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters, thick clouds of the skies. Bezuriyawim around him and around him dinkwanu, his tent. Bezuriyawim dinkwanu. Bedemanata wista in the clouds. Ye chelama wicha, the dark waters nebre. The dark waters were in the clouds. Bedemanata wista ye chelama wicha nebre. Kutasara hullet. Verse 12. Befitu kalo berhan yetanesa. Demanatina beredoa ye isata fimim alefu. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. Befitu kalo abrahan yetenesa, and due to the light that was before him, demanatina beredoa yesata fimim alefu. At the brightness, the light before him, his thick clouds passed. His thick clouds pass hail, coals of fire. Kut asra sos. Verse 13. Egziabihrim kasamayatan gwede l'olim akalun sete. Egziabihir sustained the good, generous, open-handed Ab Father. Also thundered in the heavens. Egziabihrim kasamayatan gwede. And the highest, the most high, gave his voice. And the Most High gave his voice, Le'olim Kalun Sete. Interesting, right here, there's a repeat of hail and coals of fire that's not found here in the Gusa Negesa Torgum, in the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Kedemari HaLeSelassie. Just a note right there, verse, Egziabihrim, Kasamayatan Gwede, Le'olim Kalun Sete. The Sustainer. Good, generous Ab, from the heavens thundered the Most High, Alun Seta, L'ulema Alun Seta, gave his voice. Kutar Asara Arat, Falat Awin Laka, Betanachuim, Meberekochina Beza, Awakachuim. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Filatz Awin Lake, he sent out his projectiles, his arrows. Filatz Awin, his arrow he sent. Filatz Awin Lake, Bepenachawim, and scattered them. Mevrekochina Beza, Awakachawim. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Mevrekochin, lightnings, Abeza. He increased lightnings, Awakachawim, and discomfited them. Kutarasara amist, verse 15. Avetu kazelefah kam atehim menfes istinfas yetenesa ye wuchocha minchocha tayu ye alem meseretochema tegeletu. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. Avetu, I father's father, Ab of the Bates, father of the house, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. Abetu, kazelefa kam atehim amenfes istinfas yetenesa ye wuchocha minchocha tayu ye alem meseretochim tegeletu. Kutarasara sidist, verse 16. Kalai sedede wesedenyim kabizu wuchochim awetayim. He sent from above, kalai sedede, and took me, and took I, wesedenyim, wesedenyim. He drew me, drew I out of many waters. Kabizu wuchochim awetayim. Kutarasara sevat, verse 17. Kabartuocha telatoche kamiyat alunyim adanen. Baritita ubin barina. He delivered me, delivered I, from my strong enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Kabartuoch elatoche, for my strong haters, my strong enemy, kamiyat alunyim, and from them that hate I, adaneng, he saved, he made I dechna. Baritito bing, from them strong against I, Nabarna, for they were strong, Baritato bin Nabarna, they were vigorous, for my vigorous enemy, they were vigorous against I. Kutarasara cement, verse 18. Bemekrayik en nadaresubin, ekgziavirgina degafayi hone. They prevented I in the day of my calamity, but ekgziavir, the sustaining, the good, the generous, open handed, ah, father, was my stay. Bemekrayiken, in my troublous tribulation, in my tribulation day, deresubin, they reached against me. Ekziavi hergin, but the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, degafayi, my support, honne, became my support. Ekziavi hergin, degafayi, honne. Kuterasra zeten, verse 19. What a safi sifram awetayim, what a donya lena adaneng. He brought I forth also into a large place. What a safi sifram awetayim. He delivered I because he delighted in I. What a donya lena adaneng. He delivered I because he loved I. What a donya lena adaneng. What donyalena daneng kutarahaya, verse 20. Exiavihar inda tsitkeya yikafa lenyal inda jaya nitsina ye melissa lenyal. Exiavihar, sustaining the good, the generous Ab, rewarded I according to my righteousness. Exiavihar inda tsitkeya yikafa lenyal yikafa lenya. Exiavihar inda tsitkeya yikafa lenya. According to the cleanness of my hands, has he recompensed I. In the ijay, and as my hand, nitzhina, cleanness, innocency, ye melissa linyal, he gave to I according to the innocency of my hand. Ye gziyavi rinna men gedat erkealuhunna. Bamlaki malametsuhun. For I have kept the ways of a gziyavi her. Ye gziyavi rinna men gedat erkealuhunna. For I have kept the way of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed of Father. Bamlaki alametsuhun. And have not rebelled against my source. I have not wickedly departed from my God. Bamlakim ala metzohum. Kuter haya hulet. Ferdu hulu vefite neberina. Siratu nema kafite ala rakohum. For all his judgments were before me, before I, and I did not put away his statutes from me, from I. Ferdu hulu, all his judgment, befite, in my face, and neberena were, seratunim, and his statute, kafite, from before me, from my face, ala rakohum, I did not put his statute far from my face, from my presence, from my perception. Kuter haya source, verse 23, ba'ursu zena kina neberuhu, I was also upright before him, Ba'al Suzen Kin Nabaru, and I kept myself from mine iniquity, Ka Khatiyati, and from my Khatiyat, my sin, my akri, Ka Khatiyati Ma Tatabku. I guarded myself. Kut al Haya Arat, verse 24. Egziabi rimma endas it kayende jema nitsina be aino chu fita malesalin. Therefore hath Egziabi her sustained the good generous Ab Father. Recompense I, according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness, the innocency of my hands in his eyesight. Egziabi rim. And the sustained, the good, generous, our Father, in the tzidke, as my righteousness, in the jame, as my hand, nitzhina, innocency, cleanness, be aino chu feet, in his einoch, in his eyes, in his presence, the presence of his eyes, males selim, he has returned to I, he has recompensed I. Kut el haya amis. Verse 25. Kacher sogar cher hone te genyale. Kakin sogar kin hone te genyale. With the merciful, thou, the eye, wilt shew thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou, the eye, will show thyself, the eye, self, upright. Kacher sogar cher hone te genyale. You will be found to be merciful. Kacher sogar, with the cher so, with the merciful man. Kakin sogar, with the upright man. Ken ahoneh tigenyale. You'll be found to be upright with the upright man. Uter haya sidis, verse 26. Kanitsuh gar nitsuh honet genyale. Kat mamam gar tamamam honet genyale. With the pure, the innocent, thou wilt shew thyself pure, innocent. Kanitsuh gar nitsuh honet genyale. You will be found to be innocent, pure, with the pure. Kat mamam gar tamamam honet genyale. With the froward, the crooked, thou wilt shew, will be found to be crooked with the crooked. Kut amamam garit amamam honet genyale. Kut erhaya sabat. Verse 27. Ante yet kawina hizva tadinale na. Yet vitenyo china oina gina tawardale. For thou wilt save the afflicted people. Ante the eye, male. Ante the eye, and none other. Ante yet kawina hizva. Tadinale, thou wilt save the attacked, the afflicted, yet the tekawin, his afflicted people. But wilt bring down high looks, yet tenyochin ayin. But the eye, the ayin, the eye of the proud ones, yet tenyochin a'id, yet tenyochin ayin, the ayin, the eye of the proud ones, yet tenyochin ayin gin. However, the eye, the ayin of the proud ones, tawardale, you will humble, you will cause it to fall, you will humble, bring down. Kut al-Haya Cement, verse 28. Ante mebrati na tabral hinna, egziabi hiram laki, chelamayena yabral. For thou will light my candle, thou will light my lamp. Ante, the I and none other, ante mebrati, my lamp, tabral hinna, that I will light my lamp. Egziavi her sustain the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Amlaki, my source, will enlighten my darkness. Chelamayena yabral. Kutelahaya zeteng, verse 29. Baante katifata idinaluhuna, baamlaki ma kitruna izalalo. For by thee, by the eye, in the eye, baante, baante, I have run through a troop, Bamarinya here, Be'ante Katifat, from destruction, from Tifat, say from destruction, Tifat, Idna Lehunam, Dehna, from destruction, in a sense, Tifat, also guilt, Be'ante Katifat, Idna Lehunam, Be'am Laki, Kitruna Izalalo, and by my source, Be'am Laki, have I leaped over a wall? Kitrun is a lalo. Kuter hai, kuter salasa, kuter salasa, verse 30. Kuter salasa. Yamlaki mengeda fitsumno, ye gizyavi herkal ye netereno. Be'arsua ye mia tamenuto huluga shano. As for God, his way is perfect. Ye amlaki mengeda fitsum no. The way of my source is perfect. Ye amlaki mengeda fitsum no. The word of a gziavi her sustaining the good, generous, open hand up is tried. Ye gziavi her kal ye netereno. The word of a gziavi her ye netereno is netere, is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Ba'asua lemiyata menut hulu gasha no. He is a gasha, a buckler, a gasha. Ba'asu in him lemiyata menuta to those who trust hulu all. Kuter salasa and, verse 31. Ka'egziavir beker amlak manno. Kamlakachin beker amlak manno. For who is God save the Lord? Except for the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed of Amlak source manno. Who is? Or who is a rock save our God? Kamlakachin beker, except for our source. Amlak manno. Who is a source except for our source? Kamlakachin beker. Amlak manno. Kuter salasa hulet. Verse 32. Chaylina yamiyasa tatekenya mengedenema yamiyakana. It is God that girdeth me with strength, KJV says here, and maketh my way perfect. Chaylin, chaylin, power, yamiyasa tateken, girdeth me with power, the one who girdeth me with power, with chayl. Chaylina yamiyasa tateken. Interesting here, just a note, in the Hebrew of this psalm, the Sefer Tehillim, the very same Afro-Shemitic word, chayil, is found. Strength, power, chayil, chaylin yemiyasa tatekeng, one who girdeth me with chayil, men gedenim, and my way yemiyakana, and the one who straightens, makes straight for me my way. Kuter salasa source, verse 33. Igrochina inda behorra igrocha yemiya reta bekoretochima yemiya komen egziavi herno. He maketh my feet like hinds and setteth me and setteth I upon my high places. Igrochina inda behorra igrocha yemiya reta bekoretochim. And upon hills, bekoreptochim, yemiya komen, causes me to stand, egziavi herno. It is, he is, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed. Ah. Kuter salasa arat, verse 34. Ijochena selfa yastemral, bekindema yenasa kesitai gateralo. He teacheth my hands to war. Ijochen selfa yastemral, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Bekindem yenasa keset igeteralo, so that bekinde by my arms yenas of brass yenasa keset, a brass bow igeteralo is pulled. Is bent in that sense, to be pulled, getaralo, to shoot, to pull it, pull it. The kindem yanasa kesit to getaralo. Kuter salasa mist, verse 35. Le dechinetema metamenyana setahen. Kenyehima terendanyalich. Timahertehima lezalema tatenanyalich. Tatenanyalich. Tat enyanyalech, tegasatsihima tasatem renyalech. Thou, the eye, hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Le dechinetem, and of thy dechna, of thy goodness, thy wellness, thy savingness. Metamenyan, metamenyan, the confidence, the eye, then set to hang. You, the eye, has given me, and thy right hand hath holden me up. Kenyahim, and thy right hand, teredanyalech, and thy right hand, she helps me, she helps I. Timaherit to him, alizalema tat enanyalech. And your teaching forever strengthens me. Tega satsihima pastema renyalech. And thy greatness hath made me great, and your reproof teaches me. It's in the Metaf Kedus right here. Kut el salasa sidist, verse 36. Aremam medena bebetacheya asefa. Igrochema alatena shera tetum. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me. Aremam meden. My progress, my steps. Aremam meden abebetache asefa. Enlarging, causing it to be wide, enlarging it. That my feet did not slip. Igrochem, and my feet alatena shera tetum. Kutera salasa. Sidist, verse 37. Talatochena sadachualo. I azachualo umma. Iska tefachuim deresa ala melesim. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Talatochen, my enemies, my haters. Asadachualo. I persecuted mine enemies. Talatochen asadachualo. Izachualohum. And overtaken them and seized upon them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Iskat efachuim deres, until they were destroyed. Iskat efachuim deres, until they were lost, destroyed. Iskat efachuim deres, ala melesim. I did not turn. Kut el salasa cement, verse 38. Asach en kachualo mekomema aichilum. ከእግሬማ በታቻ ይወድቃሉ። I have wounded them. አስጨንቃችኋለሁ። I have caused them to be distressed. አስጨንቃችኋለሁ። That they were not able to rise. መቆምማይችሉም. They were not able to stand. They are fallen under my feet. ከእግሬም በታቻ ይወድቃሉ. They are fallen under my foot. ከእግሬም በታች ይወድቃሉ. ቁጥር 39, verse 39. ለሰልፍም ኃይልና ታሳጣጠቀኛለ በበላዬ የቆሙትና ሁሉ በበታቼ አሰገዛችኋለሁ. For thou hast girded I with strength to the battle. Thou hast subdued under I those that rose up against me. לסלפים, and for the battle, the protest, the war. לסלפים, חיילין, strength. Here again, as with the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew, the same word, חייל, power, strength. לסלפים, חיילין, תסתתקניאלה. Thou hast girded me with חייל for the battle, for the protest, for the war. לסלפים, חיילין, תסתתקניאלה. Thou hast subdued under I those that rose up against I. בבלעי, above I, יקומותין, those who stand, those who rise, who stand, hulu, all, בבטאצ'י, below I, תסגזצ'וואלו, the eye has submitted, subdued them. קוטר ארבע, verse 40. יא תלתוצ'ין ג'רבה סטאהן, ימיית אלונינמת אפהצ'ו. Thou, the eye, has also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me, that hate I. Yet alatochin of my enemies, of my haters, yet alatochin a jerva set a hang, have given me their jerva, their backs, their jerva. Yet alatochin a jerva set a hang. Yemi at aluninim, and those who hate I, at efahacho, I destroy. I destroy them. At efahacho, the eye causes I to destroy them. Arbaan, verse 41. Chohu yemi redachu wim al nebram, ode gziavi rima chohu al semacho wim. They cried, but there was none to save them, even to Egziavi, her sustain the good, generous Ab Father. But he answered them not. Chohu, they shouted out, they cried. Chohu, Yemi Redachowim, one to help them. Al Nebarem, there was none. What Egziavi Harim, and to Egziavi Chohu, they cried, they shouted out. Al Samachowim. And he heard them not. He didn't hear them. Kutar Arva Hulet, verse 42. Inda Tibiya Benefasafita Efech Achualo. Inda Dababayim Achikai Regat Achualo. Then did I beat them, small as the dust before the wind. Inda Tibiya Benefasit Efech Achualo. I did cast them out as the dirt in the street. Inda Dababayim Achika Iregtachualo. I did trample them as the chika in the Adababai. Kuter Arba Source, verse 43. Kahizva Kerkara Tadenyale. Yahizabima Rasa Driget Shominyale. Yemalauko Hizbima Yigezalinyal. Thou, the eye, has delivered me from the strivings of the people. And thou hast made I the head, the ras of the heathen. a people whom I have not known shall serve me, shall serve I. And from the people's argumentativeness, the eye has saved, made I dehna. Ya'ahizabim ras, then the head, the ras, of the heathen, of the peoples, of the nations, of the Gentiles, of the international community. Ya'ahizabim ras adreged tishomnyale. The eye has appointed I as the ras, as the head of the peoples. Ya'malauko hizbim yigezalinyala. And a people whom I don't know shall submit themselves to me, to I. Yemalauko hizbima yigezalinya. Kuter arba arat. Verse 44. Bejoro semtoa tegezulin. Yebaidali jocha delalun. As soon as they hear of me, of I, they shall obey me, they shall obey I. Bejoro semto tegezulin. Here, another note, both in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Nugus Neges, and also in the Sefer Tehillim. In the Sefer Tehillim, as Azin Ozin, the ear. And here it says, in them hark also ear, but I notice the translators really don't bring that out. It says, Bejoro, by ear semto. By ear they hearing, tegezulin. And they submitting for me, to me. The strangers shall submit themselves to me. Yeah, ba'ida lijoch. And the children, the son, the children of the ba'id, of the strangers. Yeah, ba'ida lijoch. Delelun. Kuter arba amis. Verse 45. Yeah, ba'ida lijocha reju. The strangers shall fade away. Seems to say here they shall age, and be afraid out of their close places. Here, and in their way, they shall stumble. In their way, the sons of strangers, they shall age, in a sense, maybe prematurely, and they shall stumble in their way. Kuta arba sidis, verse 46. Exiavir hiyauno, amlakim barukno, ye medhanitem amlak kef kefa yibel. Exiavir, saying the good Genesis, Ab, Father, liveth, is living. Exiavir hiyauno, and blessed be my rock. Amlakim, buruk, no. Amlakim, and my source, buruk, blessed, no, he is. Amlakim, buruk, no. Ye medchanitim, amlakef kefla yibbet. And let and make the God of my salvation be exalted, KJV says. Ye medchanitim, and of my salvation, amlak, the source of my salvation. Kef kef yibbet. Let him be high, high. Make him high, high. Kut el arba sebat. Verse 47. Bekalena yemiya melislin amlak. Ahizabin bebetache yas gezalinya. It is God that avengeth me, that avengeth I, and subdueth the people under me, under I. Bekalena yemiya melislin. The vengeance, the one who returneth the vengeance on my behalf, Amlak, the source. Ahizabinna, the people, betache, underneath I, Yas Gezalinya, shall be submitted, submit themselves underneath I. Kut el arba cement, verse 48. Kut elatoche yemita degen asuno. Bene malaya kokomu kef kefa tadergenyale. Tadergenyale, kagifinyaso, tadenenyale, kut alatoche yemita degen arsuno, benem laya kakomu kef kef tadergenyale, kagifinyaso, tadenenyale. He delivereth I, delivereth me from mine enemies, kut alatoche, and from my haters, Yemiyata de Gain, the one who delivereth I, Arsuno, he is. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me, against I. Benem Lai, Kokomu, Kefkefa, Tadergenyale. The eye lifteth I up high, high, above those that rise upon I. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Kugfenya so tadinyale. The eye makes I dehna, saved, delivered from the pushy shovey, the violent man. Kugfenya so tadinyale. Kutar arva zetain. Verse 49. Avetu silazi. The Ahizab Zen Amesagin Nahalo, Lesimahim Ezemralo. Therefore will I give thanks to the I, O Avetu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit. Avetu, Silezi, the Ahizab Zen Amesagin Nahalo. Among the heathen, among the peoples, the Ahizab, and sing praises, Isis, to thy name, and chant Isis. Lesimih, lesimihim, and to the I Sim, to the Shem, to Hashem, to the I's name, the I's male name. Lesimihim is Emralo. I will chant Mezmor, Isis. Kuter Khamsa, verse 50. Amsa Khamsa, verse 50. Yen Gusuna Medhani Tatalaka Yadargal. Charnetu nema lekabau, le dawitna, le zaru, le zlalema yisetal. Great deliverance, giveth he to his king. Ye ngusunna medchanit talak yadargal. Great salvation, medchanit. The salvation of the king is great. Yen gusuna medchanita talak ayadargal. The salvation of the king is great. The salvation of his king is great. Yen gusuna medchanit talak ayadargal. And sheweth mercy to his anointed. Chernetu nema lekabau. And generosity, mercy, generosity, chernetu nem, goodness. Charnet to Nim, lek a bow, to the anointed, lek a bow, Meshicho, his Messiah, to the anointed, le Dawit, to David, inna, and le Dawit inna, to David, and le Zaru, his seed, his race, le Zalalem, forever, Yisetav. He gives, he's given, he's given, he's given, he's given, he's given, he's given, giving, 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 giving.
Let the mercy shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit in Massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, David's song, Psalm of Triumph. Here, native speaker, Abraham Chabude, going through it verse by verse right here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher, each high and I am on. መዝሙር 17 በቅንፍ 18 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ከሳኦል እጅና ከጠላቶቹ ሁሉ እጅ እግዚአብሔር ባዳነው ቀን በዚህ መዝሙር ቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የተናገረው የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር እንዲህም አለ። አቤቱ ጉልበቴ ሆይ ወድሃለሁ። እግዚአብሔር አለቴ፣ አምባዬ፣ መድኃኒቴ፣ አምላኬ፣ በርሱም የምተማመንበት ረዳቴ፣ መታመኛዬና የደህንነቴ ቀንድ መጠጊያዬም ነው። ምስጋና የሚገባውን እግዚአብሔርን እጠራለሁ፣ ከጠላቶቼም እድናለሁ። የሞት ጣር ያዘኝ፣ የዓመፅ ፈሳሽም አስፈራኝ፣ የሲኦል ጣር ከበበኝ፣ የሞት ወጥመድም ደረሰብኝ። በጨነቀኝ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን ጠራሁት፣ ወደ አምላኬም ጮኹ፣ ከመቅደሱም ቃሌን ሰማኝ። ጩኸቴም በፊቱ ወደ ጆሮው ገባ፣ ምድርም ተንቀጠቀጠች ተናወጠች፣ የተራሮችም መሠረቶች ተነቃነቁ። እግዚአብሔርም ተቆጥቶአልና ተንቀጠቀጡ። ከቁጣው ጢስ ወጣ፣ ከፊቱም የሚበላ እሳት ነደደ፣ ፍምም ከእርሱ በራ። ሰማዮችን ዝቅ ዝቅ አደረገ ወረደም፣ ጨለማ ከእግሩ በታች ነበረ፣ በኪሩቤልም ላይ ተቀምጦ በረረ፣ በነፋስም ክንፍ በረረ። መሰወሪያውን በጨለማ አደረገ፣ በዙሪያውም ድንኳኑ፣ በደመናት ውስጥ የጨለማ ውሃ ነበረ። በፊቱ ካለው ብርሃን የተነሳ ደመናትና በረዶ የእሳት ፍምም አለፉ። እግዚአብሔርም ከሰማያት አንጎዳጎደ፣ ልዑል ቃሉን ሰጠ። ፍላጻውን ላከ፣ በተናቸው፣ መብረቆችን አበዛ፣ አወካቸውም። አቤቱ ከዘለፋህ ከመዓትህም መንፈስ እስትንፋስ የተነሳ የውሆች ምንጮች ታዩ፣ የዓለም መሠረቶችም ተገለጡ። ከላይ ሰደደ ወሰደኝም፣ ከብዙ ውሆችም አወጣኝ። ከብርቶች ጠላቶቼ ከሚጠሉኝም አዳነኝ፣ በርትተውብኝም ነበርና። በመከራዬ ቀን ደረሱብኝ፣ እግዚአብሔር ግን ደገፋዬ ሆነ። ወደ ሰፊ ስፍራም አወጣኝ፣ ወዶኛልና አዳነኝ። እግዚአብሔር እንደ ጽድቄ ይከፍለኛል፣ እንደ እጄ ንጽሕና ይመልስልኛል። የእግዚአብሔርን መንገድ ጠብቄአለሁና በአምላኬም አላመጽሁም። ፍርዱ ሁሉ በፊቴ ነበርና ሥርዓቱንም ከፊቴ አላራቅሁም። በእርሱ ዘንድ ቅን ነበርሁ፣ ከኀጢአቴም ተጠበቅሁ። እግዚአብሔርም እንደ ጽድቄ እንደ እጄም ንጽሕና በዐይኖቹ ፊት መለሰልኝ። ከቸር ሰው ጋር ቸር ሆነህ ትገኛለህ፣ ከቅን ሰው ጋር ቅን ሆነህ ትገኛለህ፣ ከንጹሕ ጋር ንጹሕ ሆነህ ትገኛለህ፣ ከጠማማም ጋር ጠማማ ሆነህ ትገኛለህ። አንተ የተጠቃውን ሕዝብ ታድናለህና የትዕቢተኞችን ዐይን ግን ታዋርዳለህ። አንተ መብራቴን ታበራለህና እግዚአብሔር አምላኬ ጨለማዬን ያበራል። ባንተ ከጥፋት እድናለሁና በአምላኬም ቅጥሩን እዘላለሁ። የአምላኬ መንገድ ፍጹም ነው፣ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል የነጠረ ነው፣ በርሱ ለሚታመኑት ሁሉ ጋሻ ነው። ከእግዚአብሔር በቀር አምላክ ማን ነው? ከአምላካችን በቀር አምላክ ማን ነው? ኃይልን የሚያስታጥቀኝ መንገዴንም የሚያቃና እግሮቼን እንደ በሆር እግሮች የሚያበረታ በኮረብቶችም የሚያቆመኝ እግዚአብሔር ነው። እጆቼን ሰልፍ ያስተምራል፣ በክንዴም የናስ ቀስት እገትራለሁ። ለደህንነቴም መታመኛን ሰጠኸኝ፣ ቀኝህም ትረዳኛለች። ትምህርትህም ለዘላለም ታጠናኛለች፣ ተግሣጽህም ታስተምረኛለች። አረማመዴን በበታቼ አሰፋ፣ እግሮቼም አልተንሸራተቱም። ጠላቶቼን አሳድዳቸዋለሁ እይዛቸዋለሁም፣ እስካጠፋቸውም ድረስ አልመለስም። አስጨንቃቸዋለሁ መቆምም አይችሉም፣ ከእግሮቼም በታች ይወድቃሉ። ለሰልፍም ኃይልን ታስታጥቀኛለህ፣ በበላዬ የቆሙትን ሁሉ በበታቼ ታስገዛቸዋለህ። የጠላቶቼን ጀርባ ሰጠኸኝ፣ የሚጠሉኝንም አጠፋሃቸው። ጮኹ የሚረዳቸውም አልነበረም፣ ወደ እግዚአብሔርም ጮኹ አልሰማቸውም። እንደ ትቢያ በነፋስ ፊት እፈጫቸዋለሁ፣ እንደ አደባባይም ጭቃ ረግጣቸዋለሁ። ከሕዝብ ክርክር ታድነኛለህ፣ የሕዝብም ራስ አድርገህ ትሾመኛለህ። የማላቀው ሕዝብም ይገዛልኛል፣ በጆሮ ሰምተው ተገዙልኝ፣ የባዕድ ልጆች ደለሉኝ። የባዕድ ልጆች አረጁ በመንገዳቸውም ተሰናከሉ። እግዚአብሔር ሕያው ነው፣ አምላኬም ብሩክ ነው፣ የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ከፍ ከፍ ይበል። በቀሌን የሚመልስልኝ አምላክ አሕዛብን በበታቼ ያስገዛልኛል። ከጠላቶቼም የሚታደገኝ እርሱ ነው። በእኔም ላይ ከቆሙ ከፍ ከፍ ታደርገኛለህ፣ ከግፈኛ ሰው ታድነኛለህ። አቤቱ ስለዚህ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ አመሰግንሃለሁ፣ ለስምህም እዘምራለሁ። የንጉሡን መድኃኒት ታላቅ ያደርጋል፣ ቸርነቱንም ለቀባው ለዳዊትና ለዘሩ ለዘላለም ይሰጣል።
አሜን፣ አሜን፣ አሜን። Yes, yes, yes. Yes, now we got some bars there in Psalm 18, 50 verses. Also compare and study 2 Samuel chapter 22. Going to ride out to the, get to the roots in the Hebrew. But first right here, Exavia. The primordial name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, right here. He is the sustainer, the father, the excellent, the Av.
Let Jah be free. The person of God. Let Jah be free. Madani Alam. Let Jah be free. Let him be free. Let him be free. You better let him be free. He watereth the hills from his chamber. And the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow for him. Jah made the herb for man. He made the herb for man. Jah made the herb for man. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like wood.
Dream. Hebrew Israelite brothers is the same differences that they were in the Old Testament, Baluy Kidan time. Because remember, it was only the tribe of Judah, along with Benjamin, you understand, and a portion of Dan and Levi, who basically acknowledged the monarchy, you understand, of David, you understand, that submitted themselves. Israel did not submit itself, you understand, to the monarchy of David. It was Judah that remained faithful, you understand, to Dawi. But it was Israel, you understand, that turned aside and set up their own worship. And this is what a lot of our Hebrew Israelite brothers have done today. And that's why they reproach Ethiopia.
The hand of the Lord is upon me. I will dance like David. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will rub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will dance like David.
Holy God!
You see, the truth is fighting. Let me fight it, me like it. You need to understand that me not rejoice because me got it. Let me explain why me dance and recite it. Hey, hear me, get it.
The hand of the Lord is upon me. I will dance like David. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will be a double. The hand of the Lord is upon me.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring
Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hand hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is good, the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. For who is God, save the Lord? Or who is a rock, save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the street. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Chet, Yud Chet, Yud Chet, Yod Chet, Yod Chet. Psalm 18. Here he breaks the fourth verse, the Dalet verse of Mizmor Yod Chet, Yud Chet. Here. I will call upon Jehovah, he who be who he be, who is worthy to be praised, worthy to be Isaac's. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Mehulala ekra Yahuwah umin oibai iwashia. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah umin oibai iwashia. Praise Isaac, I cry, is Jehovah. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah, and I am saved from mine enemies. U mean oibai iwashia. U mean and from oibai, my enemies. Iwashia, iwashia, iwashia. I am saved from mine enemies. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah. U mean oibai iwashia, iwashia, iwashia. I call thee, the I, one. I call thee, one. Worthy of praise, worthy of Isis, and thereupon, I am saved from mine enemies. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah, umin oibai iwashia, iwashia, iwashia. I call thee, Echad, Yahuwah Echad, thee one, worthy of praise of Isis, and thereupon am I saved from mine enemies. Rav Yudan said, transpose the two halves of the verse. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Mine enemy, I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be Isis. Rav Yudan said, to transpose the two halves of the verse, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Yod Chet, Psalm 18, here the Dalet verse. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah umin oibai iwashia. Transpose them, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Umin oibai iwashia, Yahshua, I be saved, Yeshua, Yahshua. I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah, and interpret them thus, like this, transposing the two halves of the Dalet, the fourth verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 18, and interpret them like this. After thou savest me, savest I from mine enemies, I sing thee praise. Rav Huna bar Acha said, David, David spoke these words concerning Jehoshaphat, who, according to 2 Chronicles 20, verses 21 to 22, who appointed singers to the Lord, and praisers and isises. And after they began to sing and praise, Jehovah set lyres in wait against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, that were come against Yehuda, that were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Wayu'atza il ha'am, wayu'imeda mishorim la Yahuwah, uwa mehalima li hadrata kodesh, b'tzeita lifneya hechalutza, wi omrima hodu la Yahuwah, ki le'olam chasdo. Here, the full verse, 2 Corinthians, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to Jehovah, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise Isis Hodu La Yahuwah, Jehovah, for his mercy endureth forever, for his mercy for ever. Waye wa'atza il ha'am, waya imeida mitshorim la Yahuwah uwa mehalima li hadrata kodesh, bi tzeita lifneya he chalutz, wi omri hodu la Yahuwah ki le olam chasdo. Here, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22, the fuller verse, KJV. And when they began to sing and to praise Yahuwah, Jehovah set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, that were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Uwa be'eit, he cheilua berina uate hila natani Yahuwah me arabim al bnei Ammon Moab wehar Seir habayim li Yehuda waye nagish. This is to say that before the enemies, the haters, set up on upon him, Jehoshaphat sang a song, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he. And thereupon, the enemies, the haters, were smitten before him.
And here, a Midrash note. So the P.E., the print edition, reads, the E.T., the edited text, some say is unintelligible. The E.T., the edited text, some say is slightly corrupt. In being probably a dittography of the following, Bain. So long as he was not praying, the enemies, the haters, were attacking him. So he sang a song, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. And as the enemies, the haters, assaulted him, they fell dead before him. Mehulala ekra Yahuwah, umin oibai Iwashea. I call upon Jehovah, he who be, who is worthy to be praised, to be Isis. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Umin oibai Iwashea, so shall I be Yeshua Iwashea from mine enemies. Praise, mehulal, praise, eliltad, praise I cry, elilta I cry, exaltation I cry, mehulal, ekra, ekra, I cry, I call out, ekra, Yahuwah, ekrai Yahuwah, mehulal, ekrai Yahuwah, praise I cry is he who be who he be. O min oi bai, iwashia, and I am saved, iwashia, iwashia, and I am Yeshua, I am saved, I am victorious, I am saved, iwashia, from mine enemies. O min oi bai, iwashia, iwashia, mehulal ekrai Yahuwah, o min oi bai, iwashia, 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 iwashia,
iwashia, I am assured, I'm saved, I'm victorious. Yeah!
Yeah!
Psalm 18, little Midrash, Rhema right now, tune Richie Spice here, the valley of Jehoshaphat, yo, just judgment.
From Bozrah with his garment dipped in blood. Lady Tago red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. Yes, it's Tago red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Try to give her fruit before they open out the door. Gaze on the sign of the tree before. Yeah. When Jack were born in a stable, the fellow grass had his hay laid there. From Bozrah with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it's Tago red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. Oh, it's Tago red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat.
When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon. Oh, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon. And one shall be taken away. Yes, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon. Oh, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon.
This is to say that before the enemy set upon him, Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat, he sang a song, La Yahuwah to Jehovah, and thereupon the enemies, the haters, were smitten before him. So rise up again. Jehoshaphat. Now, there's no valley named Jehoshaphat, so let's look at this metaphorically, but the man Jehoshaphat, before the enemy set upon him, coming from 2 Chronicles 20, verses 21 to 22, before the enemy set upon him, Jehoshaphat sang a song to Jehovah, and thereupon the enemies were smitten before him, the power of the word, sound, and power. Yeah, so here Yeshaya, Isaiah 63:1, that word right there. Who is this that comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Mize ba me'edoma chmuta begadim. Mi batra ze hadar bi lebosho soe bero koho ani medaber bi tzedaka rab le hoshia. Mighty, 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 mighty to save. Once again, this verse right here. And this also is fulfilled in the coronation. Look at the robes of his divine majesty, that coronation day. Who is this that comes from Edom, from the victory over Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah? Mi ze, mi hu ze, who is this ba that come? Me Edom from Edom, chamut bigadim, with the garments dyed. Mi batra from Bazra, ze, this hadar, this who is glorious, ze, hadar, who is majestic, ze hadar bi lebusho, in his clothing. So'eh, marching berobe, in the greatness, the nothingness, koho, of his strength. Ani medaber, bi sedaka, I that speak in righteous giving, sedaka, also a word for charity, but coming from just giving, righteous giving. Ani medaber, bi sedaka, rab, le hoshia. It is I who speak in righteousness. Rab, nuf, le hoshia, nuf to hoshia, iwashea, and I am saved. Hear, midrash.
Psalm, XVIII, Psalm 18. La menatziyach, le abediyawa, le dawid asher dider la yahua, eta divrei hashira hazota, de yoma hitzil yahua, Oto. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Amid. Midrash. Study on Mizmor Yud Chet. On Psalm 18. Psalm XVIII. According to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. A midrash on Mizmor Yod Chet, Psalm XVIII, Psalm 18. La menatziyach le abedi yahua le Dawid asher diber la yahua eta divrei hashira hazota biyom hitzil yahua oto. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, la menatziyach. Servant for the servant of Jehovah, Le David of David, Asher Diber La Yahuwah, who spoke to Jehovah the words, Eta Divrei Hashira Hazot, the words of this song, Eta Divrei Hashira Hazot. Biyom, in the day, biyom hitzil Yahuwah oto, in the day that Jehovah delivered him, snatched him, delivered him. The words, song, in the day that Jehovah delivered him. The words, song, Hashira Hazot, this song, Hashira Hazot, Biyom Hitzil Yahuwah Oto, are to be read in the light, the illumination of the verse found in Psalm 74 and 16. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Rav Yudan, for the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, all that David said in his Sefer Tehillim, Book of Psalms, Book of Praises, applies to himself and to call Israel, to all of Israel, all of Israel, and to all the ages. And so, in the verse above, David is saying to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ribonu Shella Olam, Master of the world, thou didst miracles for us, for I and I, in the night, and we, I and I, sang a song to thee, I, in the night, as in the words of Psalm 42, verse 9, Hebraically, in the night his song shall be with me, shall be with I. And also in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, where it reads, ye, y'all, shall have a song as in the night, when a feast is hallowed, when a moed is set apart, sanctified, is hallowed, made holy, made Isla. Thou didst miracles for us, for I and I, in the day, biyom. And we, I and I, sing a song to thee, in the day, biyom. As in the words, Laminat Yah Ledi Yahuwah Lidawi Asher Diber La Yahuwah Eta Divreya Hashiraha Zota Biyom Hitzil Yahuwah Oto a psalm of Dawi, who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah delivered him. Et divrei hashira hazot biyom hitzili Yahuwah oto. In another comment, these words are read for the leader, a psalm of David, who spoke la Yahuwah to Jehovah the words of this song all the day. Elsewhere, Scripture says in Psalm 71 and 15, my mouth shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day. You will find that in his praise of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be he, David did not omit mention of any part of the body. With his head, Rosho, his Rosh, his Ras, his head, David praised Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying in Psalm 23, verse 6, thou anointest Roshi, my head, my Rosh, my Ras, with oil. With his eyes, David praised Isis Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying in Psalm 25, 15, mine eyes are ever turned toward Jehovah. With his mouth, David praised Isis Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying in Psalm 71 and 15, my mouth shall tell of thy righteousness. With his ears, David praised Isis Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying in Psalm 40 and 7, mine ears hast thou opened. With his throat, for he said in Psalm 69, verse 4, I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My throat is dry. With his tongue, for he said in Psalm 35, 28, my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness all the day long. With his lips, for he said in Psalm 119, verse 174, my lips shall utter praise, Isis, with his heart. For he said in Psalm 45 and 2, my heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. With his reins, his kidneys, with his reins. For he said in Proverb 23 and 16, yea, my reins shall rejoice. With his hands. For he said in Psalm 143 and 6, I stretch forth my hands to thee, to the eye, with his feet. For he said in Psalm 26 and 12, my foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations, the aggregations, will I bless Yahuwah Jehovah with his inmost parts. For he said in Psalm 40 and 9, yea, thy law, Toratika, is in my inmost parts. And finally, with all the parts of his body together. For he said in Psalm 35 and 10, all my bones shall say, Yahuwah Jehovah, who is like to thee, the eye. With Nafsho, his soul, his suke, his psyche, also David praised Isis Ha'el, the true good, the true God. For he said in Psalm 103 and 1, bless Jehovah, O my soul, Nafshi, O my psyche, and with his breath. For he said in the words of Psalm 150 and 6, let make everything that hath breath praise Yahuwah, praise Jehovah. And at the last, David said, even though I praise Isis thee, the eye, with all these, I must needs praise thee more. As is said in the words of Psalm 71 and 15, my mouth shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day. Hence, here, it is said even in the words of today's daily psalm. Laminat Sayah Lidiahwa Lidawid Asher Diberla Yahwa Eta Divre Hashira Hazot Beyom Hitzil Yahwa Oto Psalm of David, who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song all the day. Who spoke et dibrei hashira hazot beyom. A further comment on la menatziyach le'evadiyahwa le'dawid. For the leader, la menatziyach, for the leader, the overcomer, a psalm of David, the servant of Jehovah. Le'eved Yahweh le'David. Why did David presume to call himself Eved Yahweh, the servant of Jehovah, to prove that when a man repents of a sin, a chatat, a sin, an uckery, that enmeshed him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, heaps honor upon Him and bestows upon Him the name, quote, Beloved, end quote, the name Beloved. Come, see the truth of this in the story of Korach, Korah's sons. Before they repented, they were not called Shoshanim, but after despairing of the deeds of their father and repenting, they were called Shoshanim. Lilies, as is said, for the leader upon Shoshanim, Livnei Korach, for the sons of Korah, in Psalm 45, verse 1. So it was with David, so it was with David. You find that before he repented of that deed of his name Shemo was not written among the host of Shemaim of heaven. But after he repented, Teshuvah, had a change of mind. His name, Shemo, was written among the hosts of Shemaim, the hosts of heaven. And he could call himself Eved Yahweh, the servant of Jehovah. Another comment on Laminatzeyach le'Ebediyahuah le'David, for the leader, a song of David, the servant of Jehovah. You find in Scripture that whenever a man calls himself an Ebed, a servant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also calls him Ebed, servant. Abraham called himself an Ebed, for he said, My Lord, pass not away, I pray thee, I, from thy servant, in Bereshis, in Genesis 18 and 3. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Abraham an Eved, a servant, as is said in Bereshit, Genesis 26 and 24, for my servant Abraham's sake. Yaakov, Jacob, called himself an Eved, a servant, for he said, O Elohim, O God, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies that thou, the I, hast shown to thy servant in Bereshit, in Genesis 32:11. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Jacob an Ebed, a servant, as is said in Isaiah 44:2. Fear not, O Yaakov, my servant. Moses called himself an Ebed, a servant, for he said, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 3:24. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Moshe an Ebed, a servant, Baria, as is said, my servant Moshe is not so, in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 12, verse 7. David called himself an Ebed in the Hebrew, Baria in the Royal Amharic, Baria, for he said in Psalm 116:16,
Abetu. Truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, called David and Abed Paria, as is written in 2 Samuel, Shemuel, 2 Samuel 3:18. By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel, my people Israel. There are some also who did not call themselves servants, but whom nevertheless HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, called servants. Yitzhak, Isaac, did not call himself an Ebed, a servant, but HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, called Yitzhak, Isaac, and Ebed, a servant. As is written in Shemot, in Exodus 32 and 13, remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants. Yehoshua, Joshua, did not call himself a Ebed, a servant, but HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, called Yehoshua, Joshua, a servant, as is written in Joshua 24:29. It came to pass after these things that Yehoshua, Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahuwah of Jehovah, died. In truth, there were many men like Shaul, Saul, Eliyahu, Elijah, Elisha, and more besides, who did not call themselves servants, but whom nevertheless HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, called servants. On the other hand, there were those who called themselves servants, but whom HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, did not call servants. Shlomo, Solomon, called himself a Ebed, a servant, for he said, Yahuwah Elohai, O Jehovah, my Elohim. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart in 1 Kings 3 and 9. And Daniel also, for he said in Daniel 9:17, now therefore, our Elohim, hear the prayer of thy servant. But HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, did not call them servants. Le David, Asher Diber, La Yahuwah, Et Divrei Hashira Hazot Biyom, Hitzil Yahuwah, Oto Mikafa Kol Oibayo. A song of David, who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah delivered him from all his enemies. Le David, Asher Diber, La Yahuwah, Et Divrei Hashira Hazot, Biyom Hitzil Yahuwah, Oto Mikaf, Kol Oibayo. What is meant by the phrase, this song? What is meant by the phrase Hashira Hazot? Rav Yudan explained it by citing from another mizmor, another psalm, namely Psalm 71, verse 7, I am as a sign to many. By that David meant, I sang no song until I was reviled, until four giants fell by my hand, yea, until the fourth of them fell by my hand, the one who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. So the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, will not sing a song to thee, the I, until they will have been reviled, until four giant kingdoms will have fallen by their hand. Yea, until there will have fallen by their hand that kingdom whose men have six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. And what is the evidence for this parallel? David was reviled by Goliath, who also reviled the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. While he was cussing David, then Goliath fell by David's yad, by David's hand. So too, the fourth one fell, who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. As it is written even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 21, verses 20 to 21, there was the man Madon,
that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And Jonathan, Jonathan, the brother of Dawid, of David, slew him. And 4 giants fell by the hand of Dawid, as it is written even in 2 Samuel, chapter 21, verse 22. These 4 were born to Orpah in Gath, and they fell by the hand of Dawid, David, and by the hand of his servants. And following this, in 2 Samuel 22:1, it reads, Dawid, David spoke to Yahuwah Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. LeDawid asher diber la Yahuwah et divrei hashira hazot ביום הצילי יהוה אותו מכף כל אויביו. Likewise, when HaMashiach, when the Messiah comes, may it be soon and in our own days, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, will not sing this song until HaMashiach, until the Messiah will have been reviled, and of whom it is said, even in Psalm 89, verse 52, thine enemies, O Yahweh Jehovah, have reviled the footsteps of thine anointed, of thine Mashiach. Will not sing it until by his hand there will have fallen that kingdom whose men have 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, these being men of wicked, of ratchet Rome. Of that, it is said, even in Daniel, in Daniel 2, verse 42, the toes of the feet were parts of iron and parts of clay. Will not sing it accordingly until there have fallen 4 sovereign nations by HaMashiach, by Mashiach's Yad, by the Messiah's hand. For it is said, even in Zechariah 14:2, I will gather all nations, all Goyim, Gentiles, international community, against Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, to battle, And directly after, it is said even in Zechariah chapter 14, next verse, verse 3, Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall go forth and fight against those Goyim, against those nations, the international community. Then will the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, sing this song, as is written in Psalm 98:1, sing to Jehovah a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. Another comment on Hashira Hazot, this song, Hashira Hazot, Rav Simon said, a man is not permitted to sing this song whenever he wishes to sing it, but when a miracle is done for him, he is permitted to sing this song. Then he may be sure that his sins, his akris, will be forgiven him, and that he will be as if created anew. Thus, like this, when a miracle was done for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, they were permitted to sing Hashira Hazot, this song, as it is said even in Shemot, in Exodus 15:1, then sang Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael this song, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Thereupon all their sins, their ukaries, were forgiven. For it is said at the song's end, according to Shemot, Exodus 15:22, that Moshe took Yisrael away from the Yam Suf, away from the Etra Bahir, away from the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, away from the Eritrean Sea. This is to say that Moses took the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, away from Hachet, the sin, the ukkery, that they had continued in even at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Etra Bahir, as it is said, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Mitzrayim, thy wonders in Egypt, thy wonders in Kemet, the multitude of thy mercies, but were rebellious, even at the Yam Suf, even at the Sea of Reeds, even at the Etra Bahir, even at the Eritrean Sea, even at the Red Sea. You find also that a miracle was done for Yisrael in the days of Barak and Deborah, and when they were permitted to sing Hashirah Hazot, this song, for it is said, even in Judges chapter 5, verse 1, verse 2c, then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, bless ye Jehovah. And the proof that the Bnei Yisrael, that the sons, the children of Israel, were then forgiven their sins, their ukaries, the end of Deborah's song, the end of Deborah's song in Judges chapter 6, verse 1, and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Of this verse, Rav Abahu said, quote, repeatedly, it is written in Shoftim and Judges, the children of Yisrael, again, did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. In Judges chapter 3, verse 12, in Judges chapter 4, verse 1, in Judges chapter 10, verse 6, and in Judges chapter 13, verse 1. Yet, the end of Deborah's song, it reads, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as if to say that the beginning of their evil doing came in the days of Deborah, of Deborah. But what of the evil they had done in earlier days? So this scripture replies that on the day the Bnei Yisrael were permitted to sing Hashirah Hazot, this song with Deborah, Deborah, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, forgave them. Of David also, it is said that after a miracle was done for him, he was permitted to sing Hashirah Hazot, this song. And the proof that the evil that David had done did was forgiven him? The song's end, where it is written, according to 2 Samuel, Shemuel, 2 Samuel 23 and 1, these are the later doings of David, of David, the man who was raised up by means of repentance, teshuvah. And what was the evil that David had done formerly? To this scripture replies that HaKadosh, the Holy, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, forgave David, his earlier evil doing. Biyom Hitzliyahuoto Mika Fakoloi Bayo Umiyad Shaul, in the day that Jehovah delivered him, snatched him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Biyom Hitzliyahuoto Mika Fakoloi Bayo Umiyad Shaul. Does this mean that on one and the same day, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, delivered David from the hand of all his enemies, Koloi Bayu, as well as from the hand of Shaul, Umiyada Shaul? No. The text implies that in the balance, Saul's enmity was equal to all of David's enemies and troubles together. For when one Yehudi, one Jew, brings another Yehudi, another Jew, into court, he is harder on him than are our enemies among Hagoyim, among the Gentiles. As Scripture says in Jeremiah 5:26, among Ami, my people are found wicked, ratchet men. They set a trap. They catch men. So in the story of Shimson, of Samson, it was only after he said to the men of Yehuda, according to Judges 15 and 12, swear to me, swear to I that ye, that y'all, will not fall upon me yourselves, that he let them bind him. Shlomo, Solomon said in Proverbs 18:19, Aach, a brother offended, an ach, a brother, a wendem, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And he said, Erhamka. And he said, Wayomar Erhamka. And he said, I love thee. Wayomar Erhamka. Yahuwah Chizki. I love thee, O Jehovah Chizki, my strength. In the Aramaic version, this reads, Rahamit, I love thee, O Jehovah, my strength. Rechim, Racham, Reish, Chet, and Mem in Aramaic clearly means to love. For in the Aramaic Targum translation interpretation, the term love in Devarim, Deuteronomy 6 and 5, thou shalt love Yahweh Eloheka, is also rendered with the Hebrew letters Reish, Chet, and Mem, R, H, and M, Rechim. Erhamka, Erhamka may also be understood as, quote, I call thee compassionate, rahum, and gracious, or I fill thee with compassion, rahmin, for thy creatures, or I make thee loved by thy creatures. Rav Nechemiah said in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish, Dawid wished to use a single word that would include all the following meanings, such as rock, fortress, deliverer. And so, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, so the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, told Dawid. So the Holy Spirit, the Ayla Ayrit, the Ruach HaKadosh, told Dawid, use the word strength. Use the word strength, Chizki. Jehovah is my rock and my fortress. Yahweh, Salaiyah, Ua Mitzudati. Hear, Hebraically, today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, here at verse 3. My rock, Salai, my mountain fastness, and my fortress, Ua Mitzudati. Thou art my fortress, Mitzudati, because in thy name, Shimka, I sally forth to catch a harasha, to catch the ratchet, the wicked. What prompted Dawid to praise Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as a rock? Salah. Surely because a miracle was done for Dawid, David, as a rock. As it is said even in 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verses 25 to 28. David came down into a rock, and Shaul, Saul, pursued after Dawid. And Dawid made haste to get away, for Shaul, Saul, and his men compassed David and his men round about. But there came a messenger to Shaul, saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Shaul, Saul, went against the Philistines. Therefore, they called that place the Rock of Divisions. Wayashav Shaul mirdof achrei Dawid, wayeleka likrata pelishtim alkena karu lamakom hahu selaa ha machlekot selaa ha machlekot. Therefore, they called that place Ka'u Lamakoma Hahu Sela Ha Machilikot Sela Ha Machilikot, the Rock of Divisions. Rav Abba took the phrase, Saul and his men compassed Dawid round about, to mean that Saul, Shaul, and his men encompass Dawid, David, as a crown encompasses a man's rosh, a man's ras, a man's head. But Rav Yanai took it to mean that Shaul, Saul, and his men encompass Dawid as with a helmet. And Dawid made haste implies that when David, found himself hard-pressed by Shaul, by Saul, he said, "In vain did Samuel anoint me, and say to me, and say to I, Jehovah has anointed thee, I, to be captain over his inheritance." Even in 1 Samuel 10:1. Where now is Shemuel's anointing, Messiah-ing? Where now is Shemuel's promise? David was referring to these questions when he declared, even in Psalm 116:11, "I said in my haste, all men are liars." To this question, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, "Callest thou Shemuel liar, Chazal? I bear witness of Shemuel, of Samuel, that he is trustworthy. For it is said, even in 1 Samuel 3:20, all Yisrael, call Yisrael, from Dan, even to Beersheba, knew that Shemuel, Samuel, was trustworthy as a Nabi, a prophet of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. But there came a messenger to Shaul, to Saul, 1 Samuel 23:27. Rabbi took messenger to refer to a messenger from Shemaim, Shemaimah, from heaven above. Since David says, even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 17, "He sent from above, he took me, he took I. Yishlacha miya maroma yikacheni." He sent from above, Yishlach mi marom, he took I, Yikacheni. But Rav Yudan maintained that the messenger was an ordinary courier. Rav Phineas, however, said to Rav Yudan, "Would an ordinary courier have presumed to give a king counsel?" Yet he said to Shaul, Saul, in 1 Samuel 23:27, "Hasty and come." And so he must have been a messenger from above, from heaven above. Yishlach mi marom yikacheni. Alkein kahu la makom hahu sela'a ha machilikot. Therefore they called that place the Rock of Divisions. 1 Samuel 23:28. Alkein, therefore, Alkein, Ka'u Elamakom Hahu, therefore they called that place Sela'a HaMachlekot, the Sela'a HaMachlekot, the Rock of Machlekot, of Division. Why was the Makom, why was the place called Rock of Divisions? Why was the place called Sela'a HaMachlekot? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, said the rock was so called because there Shaul, Saul's mighty man, Chayalan, were divided concerning David. Some saying, quote, "Now that son of Jesse is in our hands, let us make us not turn away from him." Others saying, "Yisrael, war, Israel's war comes first. This son of Jesse can always be found." Rav Eliezer said the rock was so called because it was divided completely from end to end. Shaul, Saul, and his mighty men standing on one part, and David and his men on the other part. To this division, David refers in saying in Psalm 144:10, "It is he that giveth salvation to kings." Salvation to two kings, Shaul and David, Saul and David. Shaul, Saul, who was delivered from the shedding of blood, and David, who was delivered from the sword of Shaul, the sword of Saul. As it is said in Psalm 144:10, "Who delivereth David, his servant, from the hurtful sword." Another comment another comment on Alkin Karur Lamakom Hahu Sala'a Ha Machlikot. Therefore, Alkin, they called that place Karur Lamakom Hahu the Rock of Divisions. Sala'a Ha Machlikot. Whenever David and his troops passed Hamakom, the place where the miracle was done for him and his men, he would separate from his troops, he and the 600 men who had been with him. Then, dismounting from their horses, they would bow down and fall upon their faces and say, Baruch Hu, blessed is he who have done miracles for us, for I and I in this place. Now, the troops standing apart did not say this bracha, this blessing, not having been with David at the time at the Iwa of the miracle. And so in that place, the soldiers were divided from each other. Therefore, Alkin, therefore, they called that place Alkin, Karu, Lamakom, Hahu, the Rock of Divisions. Eli Suri Echeseh Bo, my God Eli, my rock Suri, in whom I take refuge, Echeseh Bo. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, Hebraically, verse 3. Eli Suri Echeseh Bo. The rabbi said that David sang a verse containing 10 words of praise, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, concerning 10 enemies who fell by Yado, fell by Iju, his hand. Shaul, Doeg, Achitophel, Sheva, the son of Bichri, Shimei, the son of Gera, Shobach, Goliath, and his three brothers, of whom it is said in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 21:22, these four were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the yard, by the hand of David. Five were of the Goyim, the nations of the earth, and five were of Yisrael, of Israel. Concerning the ten, David sang a verse containing 10 words, Esaret Devarim, of praise, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Namely, Psalm 18, verses 2 to 3, that reads, O Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, and my refuge, 2 Samuel 22 and 3. Yahweh Chizki, Yahweh Sola'i, U Mitzudati, U Mafalti, Eli Zuri, Echeseh Bo, Magini, Wikarena Yishaiya, Misagabi. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, because David acknowledged Ha'el, true good, the true God's gifts, with Asareta Devarim, 10 words of praise in one verse in this Mizmor, in this psalm. So at the end of the Sefer Tehillim, the cipher of the psalms, the book of praises, in the psalm, Hallelujah, praise El Elohim in his sanctuary. David returned thanks to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, with 10 exclamations of praise, and the word hallelujah, and the word hallelujah being repeated 10 times. Magini, my shield, magni, even as the bracha, the shield of Abraham, is said in the 18 benedictions, so is the bracha, the shield of David, said immediately after the lesson from Hanavim, the prophets. Horn of my salvation, Keren Yishai, implies that the anointing, the Messiah oil, flowing of itself, came down over David, over David. Mehulalek Rai Hua Uminoi Baya Iwashia. I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah umin oibaya iwasha. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 4. Quote, I call thee one worthy of praise, and thereupon am saved from mine enemies. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah umin oibai iwasha. Rav Yudan said, transpose the two halves of the verse. So shall I be saved from mine enemies? I will call upon Yahweh Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. Transpose these two parts. Umin oibaya iwasha. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah. And interpret them thus, quote, after thou savest me, savest I from mine enemies, my haters, I sing thee praise, I sing thee Isis. Rav Huna Bar Acha said, David spoke these words, the Barim, concerning Jehoshaphat, who, according to 2 Chronicles 20, 21-22, appointed singers like Yahuwah to Jehovah and praises. And after they began to sing and praise Yahuwah, Jehovah set liars in wait against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir that were come against Yehuda, and they were smitten. That is to say, that before the enemies, the haters, set upon him, Jehoshaphat sang a song like Yahuwah to Jehovah, and thereupon the enemies, the haters, were smitten before him. Lamnatziyach l'abadi Yahuwah l'tawid asher diber l'Yahuwah et divrei hashira hazot b'yom hitzli Yahuwah oto mikaf kol oibayo u'miyad shaul v'yomer erham kai Yahuwah chizki Yahuwah tzala'iyya u'mitzudati u'mefaltiyya eli tzuri echesebo magini v'kereni yishaiyya misagabi mehulal ekra Yahuwah u'min oibaya iwashea. To the chief musician, the song of David, the servant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, who spake to Yahuwah, Jehovah, the words of this song, in the day that Jehovah delivered, snatched him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Shaul, Saul. And he said, I will love thee, I, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, my strength, Yahuwah, Jehovah, my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, I deliver my God, Eli, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon Yahuwah, Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. Isis, so shall I be saved from mine enemies, from my haters.
Selassie is a master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. That's a bar I power overthrow them, yeah.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times, to God, and at times, to God himself, 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 himself.
מזמור י"ח למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד אשר דיבר לאדוני את דברי השירה הזאת ביום הציל אדוני אותו מכף כל אויביו ומיד שאול ויאמר ארחמך אדוני חזקי אדוני סלעי ומצודתי ומפלתי אלי צורי אחסה בו מגיני וקרן ישעי נשגבי. מהולל אקרא אדוני, ומן אויביי יבשע. אפפוני חבלי מוות, ונחלי וליעל יבעתוני. חבלי שאול סבבוני, קדמוני מוקשי מוות. בצר לי אקרא אדוני, ואל אלוהי אשביע. ישמע מהיכלו קולי, ושבעתי לפניו תבוא באוזניו. ותגעש ותרעש הארץ, ומוסדי הרים ירגזו, ויתגעשו כי חרה לו. עלה אשן באפו, ואש מפיו תאכל, גחלים בערו ממנו. וית שמיים וירד, וערפל תחת רגליו, וירכב על קירוב ויעוף, וידה על כנפי רוח. ישת חושך סטרו, סביבותיו סוכתו, חשקת מים עבה שחקים. מנוגה נגדו, עבב עברו, ברד וגחל אש. וירעם בשמיים אדוני, ועליון ייתן קולו, ברד וגחל אש. וישלח חיציו ויפיצם, וברקים רב ויהומם. ויראו אפיקי מים, ויגלו מוסדות תבל מגערתך אדוני. מן נשמת רוח אפיך, ישלח ממרום יקחני, ימשני ממים רבים, יצילני מאויבי עז, ומשונאי תאמצו ממני, יקדמוני ביום עדי, ויהי אדוני למשען לי, ויוציאני למרחב, יחלצני, כי חפץ בי. יגמלני אדוני כצדקי, כבור ידי ישיב לי, כי שמרתי דרכי אדוני, ולא רשעתי מאלוהי. כי כל משפטיו לנגדי, וחוקותיו לא אסיר מני. ואהי תמים עמו, ואשתמר מעווני. וישב אדוני לי חצדקי, כבור ידי לנגד עיניו. עם חסיד תתחסד, עם גבר תמים תתמם, עם נבר תתברר, ועם עיקש תתפתל. כי אתה עם עני תושיע, ועיניים רמות תשפיל. כי אתה תאיר נרי, אדוני אלוהי יגיע חושקי. כי בך ערוץ גדוד, ובאלוהי אדלג שור. האל תמים דרכו, אמרת אדוני צירופה, מגן הוא לכל החוסים בו. כי מי אלוה מבלעדי אדוני, ומי צור זולתי אלוהינו. האל המאזרני חיל, וייתן תמים דרכי. משווה רגלי כאיילות, ועל במותיי יעמידני. מלמד ידיי למלחמה, וניחתה קשת נחושה זרועותיי. ותיתן לי מגן נשעך, וימינך תסעדני, וענוותך תרבני. תרחיב צעדי תחתיי, ולא מעדו קרסולי. ארדוף אויביי ואשיגם, ולא אשוב עד כלותם. הם חצם ולא יוכלו קום, יפלו תחת רגלי. ותאזרני חיי למלחמה, תכריע קמיי תחתיי. ואויביי נתת לי עורף, ומשנאי עצמיתם. ישבעו ואין מושיע, על אדוני ולא ענם. ואשחקם כעפר על פני רוח, כתית חוצות אריקם. תפלטני מריב עם, תשימני לראש גויים. עם לא ידעתי יעבדוני, לשמע אוזן ישמעו לי, בני נחר יכחשו לי. בני נחר יבולו ויחרגו ממסגרותיהם. חי אדוני וברוך צורי, וירום אלוהי ישעי. האל הנותן נקמות לי, וידבר עמים תחתיי. מפלטי מאויביי, אף מן קמיי תרוממני, מאיש חמאס תצילני. על כן עודך בגויים אדוני, ולשמך אזמרה. מגדיל ישועות מלכו, ועושה חסד למשיחו, לדוד ולזרעו עד עולם.